College football fans, are you ready for week one? DraftKings Sportsbook is hooking you up with a can't-miss offer to start the season strong. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on college football and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Anything can happen in college football. That's right. Your team could go from unranked to dynasty mode in just a couple of years. Change comes fast. The only thing that's a lock is great offers from the DraftKings Sportsbook. Life's more fun when you're in on the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code TASKMASTER, all lowercase. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on college football. Only DraftKings Sportsbook is the way to go, and use that promo code TASKMASTER, then the crown is yours. That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use that promo code TASKMASTER. Own it, live it, win the crown.
We loved the 1980s wrestling era when kayfabe was king and wrestling did whatever it took to protect the business. When all the territories dealt with the rise of the WWF and the NWA emerged as its greatest challenger. Imagine if there were an epic drama series based on that era, combining the corporate warfare and family drama of Succession with the giant cast and epic storytelling of Game of Thrones. That day has come. Kings of the Ring is the first audio drama podcast based on wrestling.
Go back to your trailer, you hillbilly.
It's a fiction series about the 1980s wrestling wars and the sex, drugs, and muscles lifestyle of the 80s wrestler and the sacrifices they make for success. With guest voice acting appearances by Lanny Poffo.
I even have a good dropkick.
And AEW's RJ City.
I didn't really have that much to do.
Search Kings of the Ring from any podcast app or kingsotr.com and binge away.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome. I am your host, JP, John Paz from the Two-Man Power Trip, and joining me is the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, one of the greatest minds and bookers ever in the history of the business, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the Devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, JP. How are you, my friend?
Doing okay, but I feel like the wrestling business just stinks. One passing with Ole Anderson, and then recently we just found out another passing in the bodyguard Virgil recently just passed away as well.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about Virgil. He had quite a run. He made the most of his ability. And I'll tell you a story about Virgil. When I was in WCW, I get a call like it. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and a guy couldn't make it for some reason, the show. I pick up the phone, and I call Virgil, and I'd say, Virgil, there's a plane ticket waiting for you in Pittsburgh. It leaves in 2.5 hours. Can you make it? Yeah, I got it, brother. He did that time and time again. I never was had anything but great rapport with him. You know, some guy said some mean stuff about him at the end of his life. The guy was trying to feed his family and himself. And again, he made the most of his ability. He had quite a run there with DiBiase for a while, right?
Yep.
He even beat DiBiase at WrestleMania. Then he was the fifth member of the NWO. I mean, he knew his role. There was never any bitching. And after his run was over, every independent show that I would go on, he'd be there. He had quite a run in the independents, too, especially in Ohio for Joe Pizza. Did you ever hear the name?
No, it doesn't sound very familiar, no.
Yeah, Joe, when guys could work outside shots for a while for WCW, Joe was drawing 3,000 and 4,000 people in these arenas with guys like Virgil, Brutus. I mean, they had quite a run up there for a while.
Why does he get the bad reputation, Virgil?
People are mean. You know, he did some, you know, he was trying to sell his pitches in different places where you normally wouldn't.
Yep.
I mean, it was... What did you expect him to do? Stay at home and do drugs or something? I mean, he was... I never saw him drink. Now, I don't know if he did. I never saw him impaired. He came to work. And there's got to be something said positive about a guy that does that. You know what I mean? And he lasted a long time in different yep. roles, you know, and I love that one when they introduced him. Do you remember that Pacific interview? It was a vignette. Vince had done the Rocky thing where he ate the raw eggs. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And then Virgil cracked the eggs and put it up and then put it down, didn't drink it. Yeah. You know, there was some, I think people like to take shots at people when they're down. All I can say about him was that he was always there, did the best of his ability, and God bless him.
if you look at it, that lonely Virgil stuff that they tried, they thought that was funny. And the Virgil wrestling superstar, remember he had that little tablecloth, whatever, that he used to always bring out. They used to always try to make fun of him about that, even though he was being quite a hustler, I thought, and you know, trying to make money.
Yeah, I mean, was it better for him to do that or stay at home and do nothing? I mean, you know, he was a teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was an elementary school teacher. Now, I don't know if he was one that filled in or what, but he worked hard. I mean, yeah, you can make fun of people, but what would you have done in his position? He had made money, you know, he had probably spent a lot of money because he was making a lot of money up in WWE and for us too. I just can't say enough good things about him. I don't think you can knock anybody for trying as hard as they did, and he tried hard.
That was the thing too. I felt like that lonely Virgil stuff, you know, they were trying to put him down. They tried to make a joke out of it, but he really turned it around because I don't know if they noticed, but he was getting real bookings for a while. I knew a guy out of New York used to book him all the time and he did pretty good. So he turned it around.
Same thing with the guy in Ohio. He used them every show. And the guy, when we were able to send guys out, he used them every show, and the guy ran about 8 shows a month.
Wow.
Yeah, and like I said, they draw 3,000 or 4,000 people. So, you know, I remember Brutus one time went there, and this is when he was a disciple. He looked like $1 million.
Yep.
And he got in the ring to sign pitches, and I'm not bullshitting you. He must have had 1,000 people buying his pitches at $15 or $20 a pop.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, the guy wasn't afraid to go to work. You know, people knock people for, you know, not showing up and dogging it. He tried his best. They put him in some bad situation. Yeah, he was a, you know, in like I said, the Ku Klux Klan thing, and they hung him. I mean, think about that. You think that would happen today?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
No.
But he was like a legit athlete. Like when he was younger, he did wrestling. He played football, even almost like in college. He was a bodybuilder. Tony Atlas found him. So he was like a legit athlete. I think people kind of thought he was maybe a little bit of a joke because he had the bodyguard gimmick, but he was a legit athlete.
Yes, he was. And again, he made the most of what he could with his ability.
When you look at it too, when he goes in the WWF, he's Ted DiBiase's bodyguard, but that's legit straight heat. Like, you know, as DiBiase was super over. So as soon as you're paired with him, you by proxy are super over. So he was in a perfect spot.
Oh, yes, without question. I mean, and then he was in the match with Andre, and when Andre beat Hogan, right? He was involved in that.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. The twin referees.
Yep.
So, I mean, he was involved in a lot of mainstream things that happened, and why people took shots at him and not shots at guys that didn't deserve the 17 chances. He never caused a problem. I just can't say enough good things about him. And like I say, God bless him. Rest in peace.
And the thing is, too, okay, Virgil, you know, he's the bodyguard. Guy was on TV basically late 86, really 87 when he gets paired with DiBiase. He's with DiBiase until 91, so, you know, 4 or 5 years there. Then he feuds with DiBiase. Then he's a babyface, basically there to like 94, 95. So if you look at it, guy had almost an 8-9 year run in WWF, which means a ton of TV time. And this is the Hogan era, and this is, you know, super popularity. He's almost mainstream because he's on TV so much.
Yeah, to me, he was mainstream. And obviously, they drew money when he turned babyface, you know, and it helped support the card. I mean, was he limited? Yeah, but there's a lot of guys limited. And he tried his best. You can't knock a guy that tried his best, and I never understood why people just took shots at him.
Easy target, I guess, for them. But yeah. I loved it when he used to say, oh, I was in the main event. Technically, he was, like, of the Hogan-Andre main event or SummerSlam 88. I used to love when he would say that because for some reason that ruffled feathers, but he's not necessarily saying he wrestled. He's saying he was a part of the main event. So he was being truthful.
Yes, he was. I mean, come on, you know, wrestlers have a way, all of us have a way of seeing it through rose-colored glasses, our popularity or our drawing power. And he was involved in some of the biggest angles. I mean, he was there when Hogan lost to Andre, the fifth member of the NWO. Somebody thought highly of him, right?
Definitely.
Didn't Hogan make him head of security?
Yes, yes. Technically, he would be, I guess, technically speaking, the seventh member of the NWO because you had sixth. And then I guess technically he would be seven. But yeah, but still, very early on in the NWO, before NWO got watered down, he was a big part of the group. And remember, they were making the joke, we got Vince, we got Vince. And people were like, what? Vince, Vince. And Vincent, him as that name, obviously making fun of McMahon. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, when he turned on DiBiase in WWF for the $1 million belt, the crowd went nuts. So he was over for a period of time. And then when he was teaming with Piper and stuff, like that, super over.
Yeah, and then he had the thing with Ted's Jr.
Oh, right? Yeah, when they brought him back in. Yeah, and they did the $1 million man belt thing. Yep.
Yeah, so I look at him as a huge success.
Part of WrestleMania 7, part of WrestleMania 8, obviously in DiBiase's corner a bunch of times too. So he, I don't know, it's crazy he doesn't get the respect he deserves. But I liked it the last few years on like the convention scene back when he used to like basically bring himself in, needed to do that no more. He was getting booked like crazy all over the place, especially in New York and in hot markets where they were having conventions like crazy. So it was good to see a turnaround.
Yes, it was. And he deserved it.
Now, the NWO stuff is great, too, because not only is he in WWF for 9 years, he gets to be part of the NWO, the biggest angle of all time, and everybody remembers him because he was Virgil from the WWF. So it was instantly like, wow, it's a WWF takeover. Like, it was very believable that he was a part of the group.
Right, right. And, you know, you brought up a good point. He had come in and kind of solidified the invasion because nobody really knew of him until he went to the WWF, right?
Right, absolutely.
So, I mean, he was another one that was a WWF renegade, and it helped bolster the story.
And if you think about it, so much TV time in WCW as well, 96 to basically 2000. So, I mean, the guy was on TV, you could say 13, 14 years, part of the two biggest companies when they were the hottest. So everyone was very familiar with him.
Right, right. I mean, it's like I said to you, not many guys would pick up the phone because you had caller ID back then. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So he knew, you know, he could have bypass picking up the phone if he didn't want to go. But, I mean, you call a guy at home, and he didn't live by the airport, so it was a 45-minute drive, an hour drive for him. And I'd say, you know, you're leaving in 2.5 hours. He never disappointed us.
When you look at his just career, and you could say, wow, he had so much TV time. He had more TV time than some big names you would think of. You know what I mean? Like, he was on TV maybe double the amount of some other big stars. So when you talk about TV equity and times with the eyeballs on him, can't knock him, even though people tried and people want to, and people want to knock. Can't knock a guy that was on TV for that long, for that period of time. Pretty sweet. And
JP, do you remember when he had that undefeated streak when he first came in on Saturday Night Live? I mean, Saturday Night.
Love that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so he was, you know, I don't understand why people wanted to crap all over him, because he was a good person.
I don't get it. I guess it's because he's a hustler, and he always, people thought he was trying to pull a fast one or something, even though I don't know if he necessarily was. And the few times that I met him and worked with him, he was a sweetheart of a guy. He was a nice guy. He was on time. He was there when he was supposed to be. He did what he was supposed to do, signed whatever he needed to sign. He was great for me.
Yeah. I mean, he would, like you said, he'd be there on time, and he'd stay later if the promoter asked him to.
I had a guy I knew who, this is at like a mall or something, him and his little brother went to go meet him and get an autograph. So he signed the autograph for the brother, the little brother, and he turned around to the big brother. He was like, $20. So I just love that story because, you know, it's him being a hustler, but also, you know, he's not signing the autograph for free. Come on, he's not giving out free autographs at the mall here, you know?
Right, right.
The signing. You got to pay the guy. So he's a little bit of a hustler.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what these conventions are about? You know, you get to meet the guy and
get an
autograph. I mean, they do it in baseball, football, every sport.
You got to love that a guy like that, with all that TV time and, you know, and all that time in WWF and WCW, it's kind of like remember forever in a certain aspect. I was talking to a guy today and I said, oh, you probably don't know that much about wrestling, but I just saw Virgil pass away. He goes, oh, I remember him. You know, I remember who that is. And I showed him a picture. He goes, yeah, that's Virgil. He's like, yeah. So this guy hadn't watched wrestling in 30, 40 years. He said he knew who Virgil was. So pretty powerful.
Yes.
I don't know about that weird West Texas redneck thing. I don't know if you're booking at that time, but remember he was like Curly Joe or no, Curly Bill. He was in the West Texas redneck. Yeah. It was just a joke, but it was kind of silly.
That was Dusty's 24/7 moisturization invention. And, you know, Dusty had this flair of putting something that, which one doesn't belong, and making it work. He puts me in the black robe with the varsity club. You know, what doesn't belong there? And he made things work.
Right.
And he did it for a little bit of levity for the wrestling program. I mean, the West Texas Outlaws, when they feuded with Master P, remember that?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And when Russo came in, he did that Powers of B angle. Remember, they all had names. Harris brothers were Gerald and Patrick. Obviously, Gerald Briscoe and Pat Patterson. When Virgil joined the group, his name was Shane. So he was the Shane McMahon. Obviously, Russo was Vince. So, I mean, and Oklahoma was JR. So they had their all making fun of each guy in WWF. But it was just funny that Virgil still had a role there in 2000. He was Shane.
Yeah. I mean, he had, when did you say he started in WWE?
Basically late 86.
86 to 2000. That's 14
years. 15 years. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy. I know a lot of guys that would sign up for that in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Get your own action figure, get immortalized. Yeah, not too bad for Virgil.
Plus, he was in the games, right?
Oh, of course,
So.
And like you mentioned before, they brought him back in like 2010 when Ted DiBiase Jr. had the million-dollar belt. He was his bodyguard for a few weeks. Obviously, Ted Jr. being the heel that he is, turns on his own bodyguard because he failed him. But it was, perfect booking for Virgil for those few weeks in 2010.
Yeah, and then didn't he appear in AEW two or three times?
Yeah, he was doing that thing with Jericho.
Yeah,
basically he was, but they weren't calling Virgil because they don't know the name. They were calling him Soul Train Jones. So very funny stuff with AEW.
Right, that was his original name, I believe.
Yes. Yep. I just love that everyone knew who it was immediately. You know what I mean? Like the star power of Virgil. If you will, I know people would joke and laugh and say it's not true, but the star power of Virgil, they knew who it was immediately, and they caught on to the joke, and he was in on the joke.
Yeah, and he took it very well.
And then he was saying stuff with which kind of got him famous for a while with those two brothers that did the same thing for the Sheik, the Olive Garden shtick. Remember, he was talking about how he loved the unlimited breadsticks and all that stuff. And they, I guess that's a way to, after your wrestling career, keep your social media career and content creation career going, is that you do this like kind of fake Virgil thing where he's like obsessed with Olive Garden.
Yeah. Yeah. And didn't he have a little line that about Jericho is a lot like Olive Garden, unlimited breadsticks and whatever.
Yeah, and the fans loved it. I remember they were loving that stuff. It's pretty funny. I mean, he's making fun of himself, but he's making fun of Jericho. Like, it was good.
Yeah, and, my hat's off to Jericho. I mean, he's, he's reinvented himself time and time again, and he's had one of the greatest runs of all times. And he wouldn't have taken a guy that couldn't handle the job and help Chris to keep reinventing himself. And the pairing of Virgil with Jericho is a head scratch to some people, but obviously Chris knew, right?
Yep.
That he still had name recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. And use a little comedy spin on it as well, because he was doing the Olive Garden kind of breadstick gimmick, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
He did, I guess, kind of for a period of time because of DiBiase Sr. get a bit of a bad reputation because he would say that they're both going to be at events and it was only Virgil. So, I mean, he was trying to be a hustler. He was trying to be a worker a little bit and, maybe get some more bookings than normal. But eventually he would get bookings on his own. So that kind of where it came in.
Yeah. I think he got some heat with Ted over that, and rightfully so.
Right.
Yep. So,
do you think that the Virgil name was after Dusty? I mean, was that a make fun of Dusty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you think they deny that? Because it seems pretty obvious that it was.
Dusty's one of the most beloved figures in the history of the business. They don't want to take the heat over that, I don't think. Probably not.
Yeah, just because it just sounds terrible. It's like, wow, the guy is the most popular guy. Oh, you're trying to make fun of him as he's a bodyguard? You know what I mean? Like, what is he? You're saying he's Jim Crockett Jr.'s, right-hand man? He's his bodyguard? Like, he's not the booker. He's not the head guy. He's just Jim Crockett Jr.'s side piece kind of thing?
Yeah. When you break it down like we have, it shows you he had great longevity.
Yep. Crazy. Was that 2020, 2021, whatever that was with AEW? So not that long ago, he was still making appearances in the wrestling business. And he hadn't made an appearance, his initial appearance in the wrestling business would be 85. So, almost 40 years that he was basically in and around the business there. Pretty impressive.
Did he box?
That I'm not sure of. I know he played football, and I know he wrestled. I don't know about boxing.
The reason why I ask, you know, I guess you can get dementia at any age, but, you know, one of the things that he got late in his life, was dementia. And he was only 61 when he passed.
Yep. And he had two strokes, too. So he had dementia and he had two strokes. And then he got diagnosed with colon cancer. So a rough ending there. And like you said, he's only 61. So not that he was particularly that old either.
Right, right.
But, R.I.P. Virgil, for sure. What do you think his legacy is, just overall?
I'm going to say he was a good man.
He was one of those guys that you just can't forget. If you talk about that era, especially if you're my age, that era of wrestling, I just mentioned to another buddy of mine, because he said to me this morning that Virgil had passed, and he's like, oh my God, remember this, remember that. You know, it's like you just remember stuff from that era, just to me, even more so than I can remember what happened on WWE TV list, where you just remember when he turned on DiBiase, you know, remember when Hogan chucked his ass out of the ring, and, you know, like you just remember stuff from his career because you're from that golden era of wrestling. That Hogan era was the era.
Right. You know, as time goes by, we have a tendency to forget, but he was in the middle of a lot of things.
And I know Bischoff was saying, oh, I don't know if he should have been a member of the NWO in hindsight, but I think he was a perfect member for the NWO, former WWF guy, which he kind of said, too, that he was on WWF TV for so long, so it's kind of vindicated. But I think he was perfect for the NWO as well.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too. I mean, you brought him in, and I think you got the most out of him that you could have.
And hey, when I met him a few times, I mean, talking about years ago as a fan, he was super nice to me and all the other fans, giving people his wrist tape, giving them, you know, anything that they wanted from him, except for a shirt. He had the NWO shirt. He said, I need this. He was just super cool to everybody. And he was supposed to be the heel on these indie shows, but he was super cool and obviously always in the main event as well.
Right. And it just goes to show you what you said. Reinforces what you said. He was on TV for such a long time in an important situations. Like you said, maybe he wasn't in the main event wrestling, but he was there. He was part of the program, and he did his best. And people still, like you said, because he was on TV so long, people still remember him.
Big time.
Yeah.
Now let's wrap this bad boy up and head towards the plugs. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man A Power Trip. Kevin, what do you got going on in this crazy world?
Next Saturday, I'll be at Chillicothe, Ohio for a convention, and I'll be at the matches signing autographs.
That's always a big one, by the way, with Dylan Hines and Bobby Fulton. Always a big show. I'm always impressed by their, everything, their production, the amount of people they get. They do a great job.
They do an excellent job.
And, of course, Old School by L.A. Taylor. Get that on Amazon.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. See you right back here and next time. Have a good one, folks. We'll be right back. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron, and also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies, brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate part. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie.